T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back Sports Daily here on a Thursday. Shane and Bruce, 1027, and we hop on the hotline right now and say good morning and welcome to head coach Isaac Brown. He's got some basketball camps coming up, got some signees to talk about as well. But first, coach, how you doing? Thanks for the time.
Doing good. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet, our pleasure. If you would, Coach, take us back to this recently completed season, which had to have been kind of a whirlwind for you. And we talked to you here and there about how tough it was coaching in a pandemic. But in getting the interim tag taken off, being the full-time head coach, just take us through a few months in the life of Isaac Brown.
Just excited about, you know, having the opportunity to be the head coach. Guys had a really good year. You know, winning a conference championship, making it to the NCAA tournament. Tyson Edson was the player of the year in the league. Just the fact those guys, you know, made it through a pandemic year. We didn't miss a game due to COVID, you know, on our end. So the guys did a great job of, you know, taking care of themselves, doing the right things off the court. And it was a fantastic year.
IB, have you even stopped to take a breath yet, or has it just been full throttle? I mean, nobody in college basketball, maybe history, started his career as a head coach in the manner in which you did. You handled the short hops flawlessly, but I wonder now that at least the dust has settled around the season, have you had a chance, you and your staff, to even catch your breath, or is it just ongoing?
Not really. It's been ongoing, you know, after the season. We got on to the, you know, the recruiting part of it. We had a couple kids that, you know, entered the portal. We end up signing some guys. And, you know, it's been full throttle ever since. We're still trying to, you know, sign one more guy. So we won't have a break for a while. The guys are trying to finish up school now. They get out May the 13th. So we're trying to finish up finals. And, you know, then we'll start summer school June the 1st.
And I was going to let Bruce follow up on the portal question, because he and I have gone back and forth on this portal for a long time now. But I'll give you the floor now, Coach. Generally, what do you think about the transfer portal, and how long is it going to stick around?
You know what? I think it's going to stick around for a while, in my opinion. You know, long as coaches have the freedom to be able to change jobs and coach at another place the next year, I think they're giving that right to the players now. I think it's easy to enter the portal. I think it's harder to get out of the portal, you know. So I think it's a part of college basketball, and I think it's here to stay for a while.
How has it changed the way that you and your staff go about putting a team together? Because I would imagine you're making decisions even – quicker and more often on players, not only players in the portal, but players in your own program.
Yeah, you want to do a good job of looking at the portal, because, like, if you lose a guy that's an older guy, you can go right into the portal and replace him with a guy that's seasoned, a guy that's experienced, so it can help you both ways. We signed one guy that was in the portal, Joe Pleasant, really good player from Abilene Christian. And I think we found a guy that's experienced, a kid that played in the NCAA tournament. He made some huge free throws against Texas. So I thought that was a good get for us to go in the portal and to be able to get a guy like that.
Isaac Brown joining us, head basketball coach, Wichita State. He's got some camps coming up, actually June 1st. Isaac Brown basketball camps will start. If you want some information for that, go to coachibrowncamps.com. All the information is there for you if you got a youngster you want to have attend IB's basketball camp. Let's talk about one of the most recent signees, Kenny Poto, 6'11 guy from Sunrise Christian, right up the road here from Wichita. Tell us what you can about Kenny, Coach.
You know, Kenny fits the new trend at our level. You know, a mobile, skilled, big guy who can play the guard position, you know, multiple positions on offense and defense. He came from a great school in Sunrise Christian. He's a big guy that can really stretch the floor. He can shoot the three ball. He can post up. And like I said, he can guard multiple positions. So he's a big-time talent. He's 6'11", 240. I think that's a great get for us inside.
I can tell you like this group moving forward. I mean, why wouldn't you? They won a championship last year, and you obviously feel good about your locker room. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, I feel good about our locker room. We have good leadership, you know, in Dexter, Tyson, Morris, Udeze. We got a new team coming in. We'll probably have at least six new players. So we're still a young basketball team, and we just want to build on what we did last year.
Head Coach Isaac Brown joining us. I saw on social media you dropped by Wilkins Stadium the other night to watch Wichita State and OU play softball. That was a pretty cool atmosphere, wasn't it?
Yes, big-time atmosphere. I enjoyed the game. You know, we got a really good softball team, and wishing them luck in the conference tournament.
IB, what do you take away from last year? I mean, the whirlwind that was last year. I would imagine that answer could probably be sat down and discussed over lunch. It might take that long to get all of the things out of you. But what was your main takeaway relative to you as a first-time head coach from your experience last year?
I think the biggest thing was just organization, you know, making sure you were prepared for practice, making sure you had all your film breakdowns, and just building relationship with your players. As an assistant coach, again, you're talking to those guys, and usually as assistant, you're the good guy. You're not the guy giving out the playing time. And, you know, just having to give out that playing time, you know, you got to make guys happy and making sure guys are playing a certain amount of minutes. Counting on your staff. I thought our staff did a tremendous job this year on the bench, giving me information and having us ready to play every game.
It's always different when you slide down that one seat, you know, like you said, from the assistant to being the head guy and the guy making all the decisions. How did you think your staff handled it moving forward, you know, kind of sliding over one chair too? They're going into a little bit different roles as well, I would imagine. Is that accurate to say your staff had to kind of step it up too?
Yeah, you're only as good as your staff, and those guys did a tremendous job backing me from day one when I became the interim coach, you know, standing by my side, being there at every practice, you know, all the hours we spent in the video room, breaking down film, giving out great suggestions, having the pulse of the team. Those guys did a tremendous job, and I want to thank all those guys. Without them, we couldn't have had this success.
All right, one more for me, Coach, and it has to do with Tyson Etienne, who was just absolutely marvelous last year in leading this team, in doing the things that you have to do to help win basketball games without being a distraction as an individual talent. And that to me is a great thing to be able to balance. Where do you see his game going now? What's the next step for him as a player in his development?
I think this year he got better at being able to create off the bounce. His freshman year, he was a catch-and-shoot guy. You know, he was a spot-up shooter. We were running him off some staggers to get him wide-open shots. This year, I think he worked all summer long with creating off the bounce. He got better at being able to come off of ball screens. He got better at running the point guard spot for us. That Houston game, when Craig Porter was out, he came in and he played about 10, 15 minutes at the point spot. He started at the two, but he gave us about 10, 15 minutes at the point spot. He's a guy that can play multiple positions. He can run the point for us. He can run the three spot. He knows every play on the floor. He's just one of those guys that we're going to count on to be able to put the ball in his hand late in the game and go make plays for us.
Seems like you don't have to worry about his work ethic or his disposition much either, do you?
No, he's one of those guys who's going to put in the work. That's what he did last summer. He really worked on his ball handling. He really worked on finishing at the basket, and I think he got better at those two things. The things he's working on now is being able to be a guy that can play more point during the season, and we can play him, like I said, at the 1, 2, or 3.
Very good. All right, coming up June 1st is the first Isaac Brown basketball camp. If you want more information, you can go to the website, but the specific website is CoachIBrownCamps.com. That's CoachIBrownCamps.com. And, Coach, once those are all done and you have a little chance to put your feet up, try to relax, and have a good summer, we appreciate you joining us this morning, too.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks, Coach.
Isaac Brown, head coach at Wichita State Basketball. And again, those camps coming up starting June 1. And hopefully those things will start to get back to normal as we all try to get closer to back to normal. All
right. What a year.
Yeah, no
kidding.
What
a year.
No kidding.
What a year. I just can't even, you know, it might have been a perfect season if they could have beaten Drake.
Yeah.
And gotten that one win in the NCAA tournament, it would have been like a perfect storybook beginning to the most unlikely of stories. It's just fantastic. Just fantastic.
We said it as it went. Like, you and I both were like, I can't believe this is happening.
No, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
In the good way. Can't believe this is happening in a good way.
Yes.
In the aftermath of an ugly situation in the summer.
Yes.
And kind of out of left field, too. You talk about landing on his feet and just not missing a beat. Isaac Brown.
Well, and calming the waters.
Yeah,
I mean, right. You talk about a guy that calmed the waters. I mean, and then on top of it, not only calmed the waters, then went out and won.
Yep.
Then got guys playing together. Then made, I mean, it's just it's a remarkable story.
But,
you know, like anything else. Yeah. But like anything else now, it's okay. How do you build upon it? And he knows it. He knows that.
Yeah, that and a $5 bill.
What
are you
going to
do now? Yep.
Exactly. It's how it works. But just a fantastic, fantastic year. So.
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that lives for the attaboys either. I don't think
no.
I don't think he's into that.
I'm with you.
We're moving on. No. We got other fish to fry. So, all right. Thank
good
you,
stuff.
IB. And hopefully you enjoyed that. It's 10:40. You're on a Thursday. It's May 6th. So because of that, we have to find out what happened on this day in sports history. It is our life's work to let you know every single weekday what happened throughout the annals of sports history, and sometimes even beyond that. May 6th is no different. You will hear about it next.